It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Robbie Jensen. He is with the, really you're with the Association of Local Governments, correct? But you run the Senior Citizen Center in both Carbon and Emery Counties.
Correct. So Director of Senior Services for Carbon and Emery Counties.
All right. And we've got some exciting news about the Senior Citizen Centers. In fact, I'm just going to let you tell people what's going on because I know that you guys are excited and there are going to be a lot of people that are excited about it as well.
We are. Thank you. We are excited to let everybody know that our senior centers will be reopening beginning this Monday, March 29th. Carbon County Senior Center will be open for most of our activities, as well as appointments currently for the buses. So meals will be there to serve meals and happy to have people back into the centers.
And you know, we were talking before we came on the air about the fact that you guys are kind of also like the schools that, you know, you need the social interaction and you miss your seniors, whereas the schools miss their students. You guys are probably missing your seniors and want to see what's going on with them.
You can't even imagine how happy we are to have the seniors back. It's been so empty in that building, and we want to see the seniors back and socializing, and we want to socialize with them just as much as they want to socialize with each other.
All right, so this all starts for Carbon County. That will be March 29th, and that is both centers, the one in East Carbon and the one in Price as well, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, and then, of course, I know there's still going to be some restrictions, so let's talk about those for a moment.
Sure. So some of the restrictions for those that are going to be using the bus for appointments, we would ask that anyone riding the bus wear a mask. And we're also asking, well, that is a requirement to ride the bus. You need to wear a mask. And then we're also asking those that attend the center for activities and everything to wear a mask into the centers. Once you get to your destination, whether that be lunch or one of the activity groups, once you're there and you're socially distant, then you can remove that mask.
So that you've got that going for you. And yes, as of right now, until did you say April 12th, the bus will be by appointment only, so you'll have to call, correct?
Correct. So from now until, well, Monday until April 12th, it will be for appointment pickups only. That means doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, doctor visits, those kind of things. And then starting April 12th, when we get back to our normal schedule, then we can go back through and the bus will pick up those that want to come to the center to eat.
Okay. And then another thing that you guys have been offering, which is a great thing, you guys have been offering meal pickup. So if you weren't able to come into the center for meals, you were able to go and pick up a meal and then take that home. How is that going to change and when will that change?
Sure. So curbside delivery will be available through April 9th. And then after that point, curbside meal will be cut off, which is when the bus will be running to pick up those individuals that want to come to the center to eat as well. So, yeah, curbside pickup available until April or through April 9th.
And then as far as the ones that are eligible for Meals on Wheels because they couldn't come into the center, will that end as well?
Sure. So there will be a couple of changes for Meals on Wheels. We are back to you have to qualify to be on mobile meals since the majority of this population, which is why we can open back up, has been vaccinated. Then those restrictions that were lifted will be back in place. So they will have to qualify for Meals on Wheels again. So there will be a few individuals that we will contact to make sure that they still qualify for Meals on Wheels. And then for those that don't, we will offer the bus to bring them to the center.
So pretty much if you qualified for Meals on Wheels before all of this, mm-hmm. you'll stay on Meals on Wheels.
Correct.
But if you were only able to go on because of the pandemic and those kinds of things, you will probably be dropped off.
Yes. So the only requirements really are you have to be 60 or older and homebound will be the new restrictions.
Okay. So you'll be calling a few people just to double check with them and
Correct. Yep. And we know the individuals that are on our routes now that look like they might not be able to qualify, or those that were coming into the center previously, but were always riding the bus and didn't have transportation otherwise. So.
Okay. So there's that. And you were also saying it's going to be a return to activities with a couple of exceptions.
Yes. So the majority of our activities are small enough groups that we can accommodate them in the center with social distancing. Because we still have to social distance in the cafeteria, we have tons of tables set up. So there's a couple of groups that are just too large to accommodate with social distancing, that being our exercise group as well as the line dancers. They're still welcome to come into the center, join other activities, or just socialize, but they won't be able to enjoy the activities that they were doing before until social distancing is no longer something that we have to do.
Okay, and we're not forgetting about Emory County either. All of the ones in Emory County, they're going to open back up as well. So let's talk about that.
Sure. So Emory County, we are planning on opening to our full activities starting April 4th. Sorry, April 5th. April 4th is Easter Sunday. Don't come that day. April 5th, we will be reopening, and the bus will be running. We might have, again, like our line dancing group that meets out there that might not be able to meet, call the local center in your town to see if that is going to be affected. But for the most part, all activities as well as lunch will be open in Emory County starting April 5th.
All right. So if anybody out there is listening and has questions, how can they get a hold of you guys out there to get those answered?
Sure. So our number at the Carbon County Senior Center is 435-636-3202. And we should be able, we've had some problems with our answering machine over there. It hasn't been voicemail. I guess it's not a machine anymore. Voicemail has been having some issues out there. So if you can't get through and leave a message, call during our normal business hours, which again, we will be back to our normal hours, 8 to 4, Monday through Thursday. And then the best way to call, we have 5 different centers, and I don't want to give all of the numbers to all of those centers. Easiest way is just go on the internet, look up the number for your closest senior center.
All right. Robbie Jensen with the Carbon and Emory County Senior Centers. Thank you so much for coming in. And you know what? We made it through it.
We did.
And it's time to get back.
1 year closed. It's been a while. We're excited. You can't even imagine how excited we are to have those seniors back in.
All right, Robbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.